Bible.
How about in the yeshivas, though?
What, in the yeshivas? What do you mean? Do they have one particular? Do they have one minute? I don't know. Not likely. The students, they do whatever they want. I'm sure in the student body they have different hagim.
The college, so yeshiva can't make a minute.
In Europe, did they keep one city? Had the same.
Probably they did. Well, those cities were very small. They were very small. There was a community. Today there is no such thing as a community. I know in Lakewood, let's say you have a development. So you would think the closest thing you can possibly have in Lakewood, there's a community, is a development, right? It's a closed, it's a gated area with units. Some multimillionaire invested in the project. He bought land. He built 100 units. He built 100 units. 100 families move in. They rent out their basements to young married couples. So you have basically 200 families living in the development. And part of the development, they allot an area of land. They build a beautiful Beis HaKnesses, right? So you would think that's a community, right? A community. It's gated, 200 families, a beautiful, magnificent Beis Medrash in the center. You think that's a community? Half the people. So no, and they make a rule. They make a rule. You sign the dotted line when you move in. When you move in, you're not allowed to make a shtibl in your basement. We don't want people going and making a shtibl in your basement. So you think, how you can't get worse than that, right? No. First of all, right away from the very start, even when they begin to go to contract with people who are going to buy these units, we're svardim. We don't want to go daven Ashkenaz. So you have to also allocate a land to make a svardish shul. That's the first thing that happens in these new developments. I'm telling you a matter of fact. Yeah. Number two. Okay, so now we have two shuls. We have the Sfarad shul, we have the Ashkenaz shul. We're dealing with Sfaradim, which are B'nai Torah. They're all like Lakewood. It just happens they want to have their own Sfarad shul because... Then the next thing is, then the community develops. They're ready for a year or two. All of a sudden they approach the Rav. You know, we want to have Ashkenaz minyan also. Ashkenaz minyan. Why should we daven every day at 8:30? We want Ashkenaz. We want a 7 o'clock minyan. Okay, you have to give them to the Balabatim. Now there's Ashkenaz. There are three shuls. The Sfarad. And then who's stopping the people from going outside the gates and going across the street to the next development, to davening in that shul? And then besides going to the next development, we have to walk 10 minutes, on the street itself, someone opens up a shtibl.
The breakaway.
The shtibl, you're only not allowed to have a shtibl in the development. But outside of the gate, along the perimeter, there you're allowed to go have a trailer. Literally, you have a trailer, or two trailers, because everyone wants to be a rav. So then when you ask a person, who's your rav? Well, I have really like 3-4 rabbanim. I go sometimes to the Sfarish shul because it's closer to me. Sometimes to the Ashkenaz, sometimes Ashkenaz. Sometimes I go where I used to live. I used to walk 20 minutes to my old place, or I walk to the shtibl around the corner. There are 10 shtibl around the corner outside of the development. So here, when you go lechatchila, try to establish a development, a yishuv, a community. It's a joke. It's nothing, and no one even can tell you who their rav is. I know someone who works in Sholem Bayis. So he told me that in Lakewood, he is shocked, utterly shocked. In Lakewood, he always asks the people, who is your rav? When you have some very serious shilas, when they just stand, they talk to him, you know, the therapy and this and that. Okay, well, then you get down really heavy-duty things. Okay, this you already need a psak halacha. I just can't tell you my advice. You have to go, there are different opinions on this matter. It's halacha. You have to go speak to your rav. Who is your rav? So he told me that from all the communities that he deals with a lot of chassidim. Because they're all very good. They all have dayanim. They don't have rabbanim. It's called the dayan. In Satna, the dayan. Everything is the dayan. And they do everything dayanim. And he deals with all different types of people. He says that the ones that do not have rabbanim at all, you'd be shocked, are Lakewood. In Lakewood, no one there has a rav. Even though there are a million shuls and a million
rav. Because they all think they're big.
They don't. No one has a person they feel is their rav or their psak halacha. So the answer to this question is, which minute do you follow? Well, first you have to have a community before you can go and you can say you follow one minute and you can have lois eskoyt. You have to have a community. But today the mitzvah of having a community does not exist where you can tell people you're part of our community. You have to follow the rules. That's probably the answer to the question. Next halacha. To ois test. Kasa rabbeinu yaveis yosef b'siv dalu nagu hanoshim shalo lasas malacha b'mesa v'at seres b'shkiya sachama v'ilach ad kan l'shan. This is a shredel chiddush. Women do not do malacha, period, at night. Once the sun sets during Omer, during Omer until the whole night. They do not because the time. The why? Zecher l'nashim tzidkaniyot shal yubimei Rabbi Akiva shekadmu etzel talmidav les asku bohen zecher for the nashim tzidkaniyos. They support their husbands like Rabbi Akiva's wife during the. Why this time of the year? I'm not sure why Bedavka this time of the year, but that's what it says. That's when they die. So what does that do with them dying? That's when they died. So what is that? I don't know. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they died. For some reason, between Pesach and there used to be a minute that after sunset, women did not do malacha, period, as a zecher for the Noshim Tzidkanios to emulate these righteous women that supported, and helped out their husbands. Now, the Yeshua Kasu Shagam and Noshim Lo Yasu Malacha Bizman Zeh. Men also should not do Malacha at this time at night once the sun sets. And maybe it's because, I don't know why, maybe it's Avelus. Maybe it's Avelus for people who died. V'chein Mashmi B'losh Natur Ela Degam Husim Deha Noshim No Hagos Shalei Lassos Kolaymar. Even though some, there used to be a time when men did it, but the main thing is for women. Kolaymash Deha Minik Hoya Lekol Mibnei Shatalmidin Meisu Liachar Hashkia. The Talmidim died after Shkia, Ela Shalei Kiblu Alei Minag Zer Rak Hanoshim. So everyone, it was Makabal because the Talmidim died at night. That is the tradition. They died at night, that's the time when they died. So I guess as respect, as out of respect for the people, the Talmidim who died, and out of respect for the wives, the Noshim Tzidkanios, that's what it says, the Noshim Tzidkanios, that I guess suffered through the death of their husbands. So they, the time not to malach is at night. The only ones that accepted this was Rak HaNoshim, only Shalei Kiblu Aleihem Minag Zeh Rak HaNoshim. The Gam Hein Lo Nimnu Mimalacha Rak Min Achar Hashkia and Achar Tzfilas Arvis. And now we have another limitation of this minug. Not the entire night, only from the time the sun sets until after the men daven Mayriv. So that's basically, let's see, Gedav Mar Bizman, that's already basically 45, 50 minutes. That's the only time when they did not do malacha. Acha ad achar tefilas ha'aris, achar ha'sfira, v'yesh remez l'zeh v'sofarta, sheva shabbosos, shabbos l'shon shavus v'malacha, shabbos means to rest, v'gam ata yesh noshim shenei hagos kain. I don't know any women who do this. Anyone know about this? Women who do not do malacha from the time of sunset until the time when Maariv is over, until after you count sefira. And I did see in another sefer.
This year it's very easy because sefira is counted like 8 o'clock at night. So it's anyway.
But anyway, it's always the same amount of time. What do you mean?
But it's always very late.
Okay, I do recall seeing in the sefer. Seeing, I don't remember where I saw this. Is that some hold that this only applies to type of intensive type of labor, like sewing. Noshim, the malacha that's miyuchid for noshim, traditionally sewing and things like that, knitting and sewing, things like that, but turning on lights, cooking, and other related things that, or even washing clothing, that was never included in the prohibition. It refers to creative labor, creative intensive labor, which which today women anyway, most women anyway do not do these things, so therefore it's not really nogei halacha l'mais, that's why it's been forgotten from us, because you don't see many women today.
Knitting?
It seems also. Knitting is the same thing as sewing. Also.
They enjoy.
Could be alright. But you don't
until
see
what. 150 years ago.
Yeah.
They didn't have electricity.
Yes, it was no gay of these things.
So no one worked at night.
It was no gay anyway. It was easy. Right, it was easy. It's a different world today. Okay, it's a different world today. But this was it. Also, I saw another internet that this only applies until Lag BaOmer. It does not apply the entire sphere. Until Lag BaOmer. Once you come to Lag BaOmer, Then you'll allow. So the letter had a lot of leniencies in this halacha. If those people who don't know it, I'm not aware of any women that observe this, and I've never heard of this before. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Topic of Sefer Chag Shavuos. V'yoyim hachanishim l'sfiras omer hu chag hashavuos. V'kach kara hatorah l'chag zeh. Kolaymar chag shalachar kalois. The festival that concludes after the finishing minyan hashavuos. Remember, Shavuah is with a komatz. Shavuah, not Shivuah. Shivuah with a shva underneath the shin means an oath. There's Masechta Shivuos, the Masechta of oaths. But the festival is called the Chag Shavuos, the festival of weeks. even though you'll tell me there's a minhag, there are 48 daf in Masechta Shavuos. So some of the custom to learn Masechta Shavuos in between Pesach and Shavuos during Sfira, because someone said, what happened on the Chag HaShavuos? Hashem took an oath. Hashem took an oath that we are His chosen people, and we took an oath that Hashem is our God, and we will not abandon Him. So therefore, there is a relationship between the Chag HaShavuos with a double oath, Shavuos, oaths. Next. So Kalos mean the Hashavuos Kedosiv Shiva Shavuos Tispolach VeChazal Karu Yamtuv Ze Atzeres. Chazal, in their terminology, is called Atzeres, which means to hold back, restraint. Or Atzeres also can mean an ingathering. V'kvar Dibru Mizeh HaMefarshim. Why do we have different terms? V'li Nira. So here he's saying his own Chiddush. Tehine Hatargum B'chol Mokam B'Farish Shavuin U'V'Pinchas Pasuk. Normal. Whenever it says the word. Eretz says the word Shavuos, he always translates it the word Shavuin, which means weeks. However, Uve Pinchas and Parashas Pinchas, the pasuk Uve Yom HaBikurim, Be'ak Rivchem, when you offer Mincha Chadosh LaHashem, B'Shavuoseichem, there we have a new translation. Tirgem Unkelis B'Mi'atz Roseichoin, Kiloshen Chachamim. The Ula, here we have a novel interpretation, you're not going to find this anywhere else. Unique to the Erech HaShulchan, the Bnei Shebemaimid HaNivchar Nitztavu Al Tikshu Elisha, at this Maimid, Hashem said that men should stay away from women, Uvidar Precious, Uvidavid Kishua Itzel Achimelech Sivit says, Ki Isha Atzura Lanu, another example, women have been with her, we are Tehoirin, the bread is torn because we are not Tomei from an Isha, V'alzer Ramzu Shatoira Nitna B'Kedusha Uvitahara. Unbelievable halacha. We know Parashas, last week's Parasha. Parashas Kedeshim Kol Me'mokan Sha'ata Moitzei Geder Arayos Shah Moitzei Kedusha. Kedusha is always synonymous with Prishos from Arayos. And as an Eir Hidur, Geder is even with Noshim Sham their Mutter also to be extra degrees of Kedusha. And that's what it means over here. Torah is in the Kedusha of the Tahara, V'lezeh Chazeh Kar'u Chacham B'losh Natzeres. And that's why Chazal called B'losh Natzeres. If we're saying over here, Chot have a whole lot of different ideas. The thing to keep in mind is that there are different terms to describe the way we refer to them. That's not really true today. Because today everyone refers to the Yom Tov as Shavuos. I have never heard someone call it Atzeres. I never heard that. Pesach, we still call Pesach. Torah does not call it Pesach. Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Torah calls it Chag HaPesach. So that is the famous Jewish that we refer to the Ches that Hashem did on our behalf. Hashem was kind to us, and it was Pesach uPesach ala Pesach. Hashem had Pesach means V'chomal Rachamim. Hashem had compassion upon us. He spared us on that night of Makas Bechoros. Hashem recognizes our emuna, Chag HaMatzos, v'lo yochlu l'hismameh, that we listened, lech t'nachal ha'bibin, v'yaretz l'zerua, we abandoned Egypt, and we did not even allow our bread to rise. So Hashem refers to the festival, al shem the chesed, our chesed, that we had faith in Him. We refer to the festival in reference to the chesed Hashem did to us. That's a famous drush, why we have a different way to describe Chag HaPesach for Chag HaMatzos.
Chag HaPesach is Yudalit, that's all.
It's Yudalit, but it's eaten on the night of the 15th. The slaughter takes place on the 14th, but the Achilas Pesach takes place on the 15th. Okay, Nechanaim, that's a famous drush. But you never hear today people referring to the Yom Tov we call Shavuos by the term Atzeres. It seems that in ancient times, this was a very common thing. It's called Atzeres. What's the Makar? The Makar is a combination of two Yisaitas. It's a unique Targum, where the Targum went out of his way, of Yom HaBikurim, V'akrivchem minach chadosh l'Hashem b'shavu oseichem. The Targum there used the word Atzeres. And the Atzeres, a word which means restraint from Noshim. Hagbola, to stay away from Noshim before Matan Torah, to be Matar yourself, to be Merames, that Torah is given B'Kedusha U'V'Tahara. We mentioned 2 weeks ago, we discussed the Inn of going to Mikvah. So one of the things that comes up over and over again in these different Sfarim is that people who are Zoicha, people that there's such a thing as a true, is it not true, I do not know, but it's, everyone says this, and it's written, is that you find that certain people, they were Zoicha, that their Sefarim were Neskabel in Klal Yisrael. They wrote a Sefer, and everyone has it in their home. It's been printed 20 times, 50 times. It's a famous, it's become a classic. And then you find other people who wrote Sefarim that are just as good. that are mole v'godosh with chidush and Torah, and yet, you know, it sells out, it's printed, it sells out, and no one ever hears of it again. Why is that so? So the Masorah is that a person who learns and writes b'tahara, he's zoicha to the siyata d'shmaya, that his Torah and his chidushim will remain forever, will be accepted forever. And that means being nizer in yonei tahara, and in going to mikvah. When a person learns and writes his sefer, he should be nizer in tfilas ezra. There's a higher madrega of kiddushu tahara, and that has an effect of siyata d'shmaya with the svarim on the skabul and klal yisrael. This says is in all the svarim. Is it true? Is it not true? No one who can tell. Okay, no one. I think they do say that the stipler said that about himself. He did say that about him. Maybe that's really where it comes from. The stipler, his svarim, the kihilas Yaakov, are very, very popular ad hayoyim hazed. Beautiful svarim. Lundis, kol tera kula. And he said, someone asked him, why are your svarim accepted? So I think he said two things. Number one, the sandukois. It comes from sandukois. The fact that he was a sandik many times. So yizrecha to ashirus. Ashirus is there, ashir hasamech b'chelkoi. The chelik doesn't just mean money, it means in your accomplishments in life, and that is a svarim. And number two, he said he was always nizer his whole life to learn b'tahara. Learn b'tahara to go to mikvah whenever he needed to go to mikvah, and that had an effect on his siyata d'shmaya in the Talmud Torah. So there's something to it. And the whole Torah was given by Atzeres, which means Isha Atzura Lanu, was withheld from us. There obviously there is something to this that's more than we understand. Oyspace. Afal Pisha Torah lo Zachra Inyan Matan Torah B'Shuas. Nowhere, anywhere. Chanishe Chumshetar, even Tanakh. Is there any zecher that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos the Torah was given? Any matan Torah b'Shavuos l'tisha Torah b'Shavuos kishnidam nidna la'ad ul'olmi alamim ve'ein shach l'kvaya yom yuchah b'shvil zeh. So the reason why it's not mentioned, he's telling us a big yisod, is because it's not tied to a day. If the Torah would tell us that on this day we're going to celebrate the Yom Tov because on this day the Torah was given, that would mislead us to believe we only have to learn Torah on that calendar day. The rest of the year, it's not important. It's not in the Geah. That's a mistake. Every single day is Matan Torah. That's why the Torah deliberately left it out. The only time we go into a sukkah is on sukkah. The only time we eat matzah is on Pesach, except for Thursday. Thursday is Pesach Sheni. When is Pesach Sheni? Tomorrow. Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. The only time we eat matzah is on Pesach. So we might make a mistake, and the only time you have to learn Torah is on Shavuos. That's a grave mistake, and that's why the Torah left it out. And therefore the Torah went and hung the Yom Tov on the carbon, on this day. So although in the Torah itself we do not make mention of Matan Torah, but in the Nusach HaTfilah we do. Rabbi Yossi Omer, on the sixth day, or was the Torah given on the seventh day? The Allah kachachamim, the afal gav, the pesach shayatsu, yeshon mitraim hoya biyom hei. Even though when they went out of Mitzrayim, they went out biyom hei, the Torah nidna b'Shabbos, in King Lefi, they went out on a Wednesday. When they left Mitzrayim, according to Chazal, they left Mitzrayim on a Wednesday. The Torah nidna b'Shabbos, kuli al mamoidim de b'Shabbos nidna Torah. So they made a calculation, there were 50 days between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah on Shabbos. So it has to be, according to our calculation, Iyar is always going to be 29 days. The Nisan is Molei has 30 days. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on Sunday. The MK Nidna Torah B'Zayin. That would mean that the Torah, the sixth day of Sivan is a Friday. According to our calendar, again, Nisan is Molei, and Sivan and Iyar is Chaser, and the Torah of the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Wednesday, and the Torah was given on a Shabbos, it has to result that the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. So how then can there be an opinion that says the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan? The MK did the Torah Zayin the Sivan. The Yeshleimar, the Be'esha Kavu al Piharia, Hoyachal Yoskam Ia Mole, the Hoysa Rosh Chodesh Sivan B'yom Sheni. The answer is that it could very well be that in the time of Matan Torah, the calendar was not yet fixed, and it could very well be that Chodesh Iyar was also Mole. And thus, it could very well be that Rosh Chodesh Iyar Sivan took place on a Monday, and the sixth day is Shabbos, so therefore there is still a possibility. So you need a chair? So this is the explanation of how it can be such a thing. Next. Ois Gimel, Bilel Shavuos, on the night of Shavuos, Ein Mekachnes Alakos Achetei Laila Mamish. Mishum Tinimois. Okay, this is a controversial topic. When do you begin Ma'arif? When do you make Kiddush? All of these things. So there is the only time of the year when you have to wait until Tzvadei Laila. There is no such thing as an early Yom Tif. There's no such thing as making the Yom Tov of Shavuos early. Pesach, well, not necessarily. Pesach, the first kois, is Kiddush. The first, it's one of the Dalai Kaisais, you're right. So it's one of the Dalai, you can have a Marv early. It's one of the Dalai Kaisais. So the Mitzah, the Kiddush, you can make it early. But Mitzah, the Dalai Kaisais, it has to be Vaday Laila. Here, even the Kiddush has to be when it's Vaday Laila. See the difference? Pesach night, there are two dinim in the first kais. There's a din Kiddush, and there's a din, the first of the Dalet Kaisais. Midin, the first of the Dalet Kaisais, it should be Laila. Vade Laila, that's another topic of discussion, how much you have to really wait to start the first kais. But as far as Kiddush is concerned, you can make an early Yomtif, this Taisus Yomtif. Right. But when it comes to Shavuos, no, the din Kiddush has to be when it's Vaday Laila. Why? Shiva Shabbos is so Marv. No, so Marv is a machleik. It's different than Hagim. Ikar Hadin, you can dive Marv early. The Ikar Hadin, you can dive Marv early. There are shuls that have a minute to wait Shavuos to dive Marv later. They would normally wait on other Yom Tovim because of Tanimais. And then my father told me that when we first got married, we dive in on the Lower East Side. They used to fight about this all the time. They would fight the first night of Shavuos. How should they be makbid to daven Ma'ariv when it's much later? So some wanted and some did not want, and so this is a topic. But Kiddush, but it's only a minute to wait to daven Ma'ariv very very late the first of Shavuos. But when it comes to Kiddush, that you have to wait. But Lael Shavuos ain mekatshin al hakoyis ad shetehei Laila mamish b'shem t'mimois. The kolema shasvira tushlam b'tmimois. You have to finish. You have the svira. You don't count. The 50th night there is no svira. What's the svira? The 50th night Kiddush. It's a very interesting halacha. You are counting svira. Day 50. That the Kiddush and shachiyani. That is the svira soimer on the 50th day. Okay, kolam asher svir tushlam b'tmimos v'hachasidim hakadmonim hoyu hoyu d'udim kol ha'layla. The chasidim hakadmonim will sit the entire night. Kid isa b'zoyav gam ato harbi oisim kain they sit the entire night. V'boikir holcha holchim l'mikvah. In the morning they go to mikvah. On Yom Tov you go to mikvah. V'akol zeichel matan Torah l'inyin because they went to mikvah by matan Torah. L'inyin b'irchas ha'Torah v'nispar b'besim b'mzayin v'l'el tevila lo yimna. Look, a woman who goes to mikvah. So the Lel Tfilah, I don't know if this means exactly those laws of Nida, let's leave it out. Those are special halachas, but then there's a whole shayla, if you have the whole night, you make the brachas, that will come to later on. What you do making the brachas if you have the entire night, but it says the minik of chasidim hakadmenim was stayed the entire night. The only place where it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam where you're supposed to stay up the entire night is the night of Pesach. Night of Pesach, not the night of Shavuos. There is no Zecher for this. This is a new minhag. It's a new minhag which comes from the Zohar to stay up the entire night. And it's very common among us. But you've never heard someone staying up the entire night after the Seder is over, going to Shul, and learning about in Yoni Pesach the entire night. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that you're supposed to stay up the entire night Pesach talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that we don't do. That's in Shulchan Aruch. And this, that's not in Shulchan Aruch, that's in Zohar, we do. So we have our priorities all wrong. That's like everything else in life. Yeah, that's what it says.
Yes.
It says in Shulchan he's supposed to stay up the entire night, Pesach, learning Torah, Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't say anything about staying up Shavuos. Shavuos is a new thing. Dalit. Seder Tfilos Kmo B'Pesach Elo Shemokim Zman Cherusenu Oymim Zman Matan Torah Senu. Same thing about Rusim Antar Senu. V'goymim HaHalol. We say Halol Sholem. U'boitziyim Shnei Sefarim. V'yechad Karin B'Yisroi. Min'achadish HaShlushu Yad B'Sof HaSadra. The current who has seres hadibros b'tam elyoin. Okay, b'tam elyoin. Today they learn tam elyoin the whole year round. When they learn parashas Yisro and when they learn parashas Voeschanan, they're always learning tam elyoin. That's not the way it used to be. It used to be you only learn tam elyoin only on Shavuos. But when you learn parashas Yisro, you learn it tam tachta in the way it's in the Chumash, the way you're supposed to read it when you do Shnayim Mikra V'yachat Targum. For some reason, it became the minhag to do tam elyon even when you learn it during parashas Yisro. Ki yedua ki l'karim v'kaidim abrocha, when we call tam elyon means you make every dibur and you make it into one pasuk. We say in English there are ten mm-hmm. commandments. They're not 10 mm-hmm. commandments. There are a lot more. I think like 22 commandments. There are a lot more than 10 commandments. There are 10 statements. There are 10 statements. In each statement, there are many commands. There can be multiple commandments. So therefore, in order to make each deeper into one pasuk, you have to manipulate the trap. So it's called tam elyon. V'karin abrocha shel ha-kohen. So the kohen makes, now here's something we do not do. Okay, this is controversial. So koydim, sorry, we do. The koydim ha-brocha, I'm sorry. The koydim ha-brocha shel ha-kohen, before the kohen makes the brocha, oimrim akdamais. So you take out the Sefer Torah, you call up the Kohen to the Aliyah, you get all ready, and as about you're about to make the bracha, right before you make the bracha, you start Akdamas.
Who
was who? Mahabar
Akdamas.
Who's the Mahabar Akdamas? The Shliach, Rabbi Meir, I think Rabbi Meir is Shliach Tzibur. I think it's Rabbi Meir, his name was Rabbi Meir. His name was the Shliach Tzibur. I said, okay, maybe we'll talk about it another time. Uvesheni, the second Sefer Torah, Karin Lamafti, Uvigema Bikudim, we learn from Parashas Pinchas, Uvamaftidim Bimer Kova Diyecheskel. And we learn from what we learn, so we all should know this inside out. We know we learn the Merkava in the first parak in Sefer Yecheskel. Now, interesting, why, if you learn the Merkava, why don't we learn from the Merkava from Yeshaya? Yeshaya also saw the Merkava. Too short. Maybe. Keep everyone up. We learn from Yecheskel. Who's in the Hoya Madrega? Yeshaya or Yecheskel? Yeshaya was in the higher Madrega. Yes. Yecheskel was a lower Madrega. Yet we learn from Yecheskel, we don't learn from Yeshaya. It's a very good question. Why is that so? It's not part of the Merkava. And that is Baruch Kod Hashem in Mekoyma. Uviyom Hashem Nikonim Kol HaBuchar. On the second day in Chutz Li'aretz, we then Kol HaBuchar. Vimchal B'Shabbos Maschilin Aser Ta'aser. Umaftidin B'Chavakuk. V'Hashem Heichal Kodesho, Shekol HaNevuah Shom Hi Al Matan Torah, that Nevuah in Chavakuk relates to Matan Torah, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he left that over here, that you say before, you say, Yitziv Piskam. There you lay in the first pasuk of the V'Hashem Heichal Kodesho, and then you right away lay the piyut of Yitziv Piskam. It has a special nigun, we all know that. And then you continue learning the Haftarah. Or Messiah Lamatzech Beneginos. Then you Messiah with Lamatzech Beneginos. At the end, that is the. We don't do this. What is the Mizmor Shir for the Shavuos? So he says the Mizmor Shir for Shavuos is Lamatzech Beneginos Al Hashminis Mizmor, which is Mizmor. I think Mizmor. I'm not sure which Mizmor that is, but we don't do that today. We just learn the regular whatever the Yom is. There's a minute to recite all Taryag mitzvahs. So do we do this today? I never saw anyone do this today, but they're different. You can read from the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Harambam, or you can read from the Sefer HaChinuch. Tikkun Lal Shavuos is the Taryag Mitzvahs, but there are different versions of the Taryag Mitzvahs. You have the Rambam's Taryag Mitzvahs, you have the Ramban's Taryag Mitzvahs, you have the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, the Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanos, you have the Chinuch's version, you have many different versions of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Jews cannot agree upon anything. They can't even agree which are the Taryag Mitzvahs. There are so many different versions. Some include something, some do not include something. So the most fundamental thing is, what about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael part of the Tayag Mitzvos? Not according to the Rambam. It's not on his list. The Rambam disagrees. It's in his list. Okay, you have to go see. So therefore, that's what he writes over here, is everyone has a different version of the Tayag Mitzvos.
Well, he adds one.
Encyclopedias on this, kind to differentiate why this, why not that. What's very popular is the Chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch has his list based upon the parashas of the Torah. That's probably why it's so popular. It goes according to the parasha of the Torah, and every parasha he lists, he enumerates which mitzvahs are found there, and he comes to some of Taryag mitzvahs. But that's only one shita. That's only one shita, and then the Minchas Chinuch made the Chinuch say, because the Minchas Chinuch wrote his parish on the Seder of the Chinuch. But there are many other versions, period. Okay, v'zeh, you'll have the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Hasagis on the Rambam from the Ramban. The Ramban has a long bayer, a long discussion on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, next. There are 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros, in the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Why six? What's 620? It's Gematria Keser. Keser Yidnulcha, they correspond to the Taryag Mitzvos, plus seven Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noyach, Taryag Mitzvos Deraisa V'Sheved Rabbonim, Ki HaKol Merumozim B'Haluchos. All Taryag Mitzvos are hinted to in the Aseres HaDibros. Ma'ashe'ena Pe'yachol L'daber V'ena Oizim L'Shmo Yachol L'Shmoya. It's all Merumas, and that's why there's an inyan on Shavuos to enumerate all of the Taryag Mitzvos, in addition to reciting Piyutim, in addition to reciting the Mizmor L'Matzech B'Neginas Al HaShminis. Why that Mizmor, I do not know. Okay, but there's something about that Mizmor. In addition to the Kriya Satorah, in addition to Yecheskel, the Merkava, in addition to Vahashem, Heiko Koshat and Chavakuk, which also was a remez to Matan Torah, in addition to the famous Piyut of Akdamas. Everyone according to their minig. There's also some minig where they have a ksuba. I don't know if you've seen this sometime. They read a ksuba. There's a nusach of a ksuba. It's the Matan Torah is considered in the thought of Chazal as the marriage between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and Isha is also lebala b'lo ksuba. Also lebala kenida b'lo ksuba. Until you write a ksuba, you're also to your husband. So there's a ksuba, and in the ksuba there are obligations that the chosin has to the kala. And that, therefore, there are some who have written the ksuba, Hashem's obligations to us, all collected from Psukim and Tanakh and Chazal, and some have the custom to actually read this before the laning of the Torah, to read the ksuba, of Chazal, the Chazal between Hashem and us. Okay, there's a lot more, obviously. We'll stop over here today, take a short break, and then we'll talk.